bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, and welcome to your now... Okay, get ready for this, okay? I've got to say it. I know you know what it is, but I got to say it anyways. It's your Monday... Yes, I know. Monday episode of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. Yeah, unfortunately, that weekend just went... Woo! Yeah, sure did. So the best thing we can do now is just get through our Monday and think about next weekend. That is all we want to do, right? Right, okay. It is June 29th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over that wonderful weekend... In around 5 minutes. Oh, shall we start Monday's episode off with some rumors? Yes, why not? And when you usually say rumors, we just talk about Apple. Apple has begun early production of a new iPhone that features what it's calling Force Touch. Now, Force Touch was actually introduced on the Apple Watch that enables the device to sense how hard users actually press on the screen, therefore turning it on. And of course, that technology already has made its way into the MacBook, and now it's probably coming to the iPhone too. Why not? Let's spread the love around. Now, there is some speculation, of course, with that Force Touch is coming, the home button will be saying goodbye. Bloomberg is also saying that Apple will produce two different phones once again, the 4.7-inch display and, of course, the 5.5-inch display. More than likely, this will be the S editions, of course, not the iPhone 7. We still don't know what that'll be like, so more than likely, these editions coming up later this year will pretty much look like what we have now. Maybe, minus without that home button. We shall see. So, Samsung Galaxy 6 fans, you hate your battery? Yeah, I think a lot of you are really hating your battery right now. From what we've heard from most of you, it doesn't last even for a day. And yeah, that pretty much sucks in the society that we live in now. But Samsung might be actually coming to your rescue soon. Seems that the scientists over there at the Samsung factories have developed a lithium-ion battery technology that promises much longer-lasting power packs. They got batteries that were 1.5 to 1.8 times denser than what you can get today. Meaning that if your smartphone battery right now gives you barely 12 hours, which most of you Galaxy 6 owners know, yeah, that could go all the way up to 21 hours. And of course, for every good news, though, there's bad news, and why not tell you this on a Monday? Don't count on this upgrade coming to the Galaxy S7. Or any other gadgets out there for quite a while. It's still in research, of course, and it could take quite a few years before Samsung decides to put this breakthrough technology into real-world products. Happy Monday! People that use Microsoft's OneDrive and are fans of Chromecast, well, your worlds are about to collide. Looking to send all those photos and videos over to your Chromecast? The Android OneDrive app now is gonna have your butt covered. In the latest update for Microsoft's cloud storage service, it will take all those arranged images from your device running on Google's mobile OS and put them right up there on your television screen by your Chromecast dongle. So, meaning if you're running that Galaxy S6 with about 2% battery life right now, or really any other Android device that's got that app installed, you should see that update coming probably sometime actually today, if it isn't there already. Now, I know we got a lot of iOS users, me included, out there, and how about an update for us? Nope, not seeing anything. Sorry. A lot of mobile phone news that happened over the weekend, and this one's going to take us to BlackBerry land. Yeah, you know that faraway land that we all remember that we used to be there, that we decided to get the hell off the island? Sounds like a great reality TV show. Anyway, well, apparently BlackBerry is wanting to secure your BBM messages. Yes, your BlackBerry messages. However, though, they're not going to do that for free. This is a company that needs money. BlackBerry is going to introduce a $1 privacy subscription that'll keep your conversation super-duper private. And that goes for if you're using the message app, say, on your iOS or Android device, too. BlackBerry's saying it will totally replace the timed and retracted message options and with private chat feature as its main draw now. What private chats are going to do is strip everyone's name and icon in that window and automatically disappear after a certain period of inactivity. Now, if you're not using this service on a BlackBerry mobile device, chances are you're probably not, because most aren't. The Android app gets a very much redesigned overhaul, while if you're using the app on iOS, you're going to get a font size that now depends on your user settings. Whoop-dee-freaking-do. Downloads are available, of course, for BlackBerry and Android right now. iOS should be coming pretty soon, but we're still yet to see a date from BlackBerry. Oh, yes, indeed. It is that time of year where we all go take our little vacations, and most of us want to go to Disneyland. Yay!
Oh, boy.
Only this time, you're going to have to leave your selfie sticks at home.
Aww.
Yes, that is right. Disney parks all across the world, including Disney World, Disneyland, and other Disney theme attractions, will no longer let you bring in your selfie stick. It's totally banned now. According to a Disney World spokesman, they said that we strive to provide a great experience for the entire family. And unfortunately, selfie sticks have become a growing safety concern for both our guests and our cast. Disney's also saying they're going to go to great lengths, too, to make sure that you're not sneaking in a selfie stick. So security will be watching your every move if you decide to pull that thing out. No selfie stick signs have been posted at all Disney parks around the world and so many locations, so it's going to be very hard to ignore those signs. So if you are going to Disneyland, say, by yourself, and you think, what am I going to do now? Try your arm. Yeah, that worked pretty good. And finally, losing weight. Yeah, we're all thinking about losing weight, but heck, I don't go exercise. That sucks. Got to be better ways to lose weight, get rid of this fat. Well, leave that to science. Apparently, there's a new medical procedure out there that's going to let doctors eliminate your fat by turning it into ice cubes, and then you just poop out those ice cubes. That sounds kind of painful. Yes, indeed, you heard me correct. We're going to freeze your fat. Now, this procedure can't remove several pounds of fat at once. Of course not. We want you to keep coming back and coming back and spending money. Each cool sculpting session, yeah, that's what it's called, cool sculpting, will only zap an average of 40 cubic centimeters of fat. Now, if you're still on board with freezing your fat, get ready for the price, because you're going to have to start saving. Each session's going to cost anywhere from about $400, okay, all the way up to $1,800. Holy moly. That pretty much means if you just want to get 1 pound of fat off your body, that's going to cost you a few thousand dollars. Hey, but there's some good news, too. The technique only actually takes about an hour to do. And then all you got to do is just sit on the toilet for the rest of the day while your butt becomes an ice dispenser. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, with your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, try your best to have the best Monday possible. And thank you so much for listening.